One of the hottest films at this year's Sundance Film Festival was the noirish thriller The Deep End. Critics were calling it Hitchcockian. The film stars the British actress Tilda Swinton. Fresh Air film critic John Powers has a review.
Back when the studios still had some interest in women, they made what were called women's pictures. Stars like Joan Crawford or Betty Davis played heroines thrust into melodramatic situations that left them swimming in primal emotions. These days, such stories are thought to be slightly embarrassing, corny, and vaguely insulting to women. So we've entered the era of the revisionist women's picture. Movies like Todd Haynes' Safe or Pedro Almodovar's All About My Mother take old-fashioned melodramas, then put a postmodern spin on them. That's just what happens in The Deep End, a smart new movie by Scott McGee and David Siegel, which sounds like a potboiler, but is actually a highly abstract riff on the trickiness of motherhood. Tilda Swinton stars as Margaret Hall, a Lake Tahoe mother of three with the control freak aura of a Martha Stewart. She begins the movie by warning a gay bounder named Darby Reese to keep away from her teenage son, Beau, played by Jonathan Tucker. But the smitten Beau sneaks off with Darby, and before you know it, the bounder's dead. Margaret finds the corpse near her house, and to protect her son, she dumps the body in the lake. But her problems are just beginning. Shortly after the body's found, she receives a visit from a soulful thug named Alec Spera. He's played by ER heartthrob Goran Visnjic. Alec and his partner possess an old videotape of Beau having sex with Darby. If Margaret doesn't cough up 50 grand, they're going to give that tape to the cops. So she begins a desperate attempt to save her son, unassisted by her husband, who's off at sea. But things rapidly spin out of control. Here, Alec visits the house to demand his money.
Did you get the money?
No.
I'm not sure you understand the situation.
We don't have the money.
You have to get the money. Is that not clear enough?
It's $50,000. It is not the kind of thing that everyone can just go out and get.
Have you spoken with your husband?
He can't be reached. He's on a carrier somewhere in the north. This is truly none of your business.
What about the old man? Well, you have to try harder.
Try harder?
I don't think you're really trying.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe you should explain really trying to me, Mr. Sparrow. Tell me, how would you be really trying if you were me? But you're not me, are you? You don't have my petty concerns to clutter your life and keep you from trying. You don't have three kids to feed or worry about the future of a 17-year-old boy who nearly got himself killed, driving back from some kind of a nightclub with his 30-year-old friend sitting drunk in the seat beside him. No, these are not your concerns. I see that.
Movie buffs will recognize that The Deep End is an updated version of Max Ophüls' 1949 classic, The Reckless Moment, whose heroine was busy saving her daughter. Having Margaret try to save a gay son isn't simply a fashionable trick, though it says something about today's America that we don't even blink at Beau's infatuation with Darby. Rather, the filmmakers are showing us the complex psychosexual dynamics of Margaret's world, with her unreachable husband, her clueless live-in father-in-law, the artistic son she adores, note the name Beau, and the threatening yet alluring villain, Alec Spera, who's drawn to her like a lover. Each of these men threatens to shatter the glassy fastidiousness that's apparent in everything from the way she exercises to the neatness of her kitchen. We see all of this in the face of Swinton, the willowy English actress best known for playing iconic figures like Orlando in the movie of the same name. Here she finally gets to act rather than just pose, and she seizes her opportunity. She makes us care about Margaret's brittleness and suppressed emotionalism, her middle-class conventionality and her capacity for heroism. And in the underwater scenes, we marvel at her ability to pull car keys from a dead man's pocket while holding her breath. She's so compelling that one wishes that Visnjic was more than just handsome. Alec's the film's most ambiguous character, a bad man drawn to the good. But neither the script nor the performance give him any juice. In fact, for all the use of water imagery in The Deep End, and it's laid on by the gallon, the movie feels dry, like a Hitchcock thriller with the thrills removed. It's as if McGee and Siegel were so bent on not making an old-fashioned melodrama that they've over-intellectualized everything. The visual style is fussily precise, and there are no quirks or surprises in the acting. The movie's quite brainy, but it holds together too perfectly, as if every single thing was planned in advance, and there was no room for any spontaneity, any mess. In the end, The Deep End isn't simply about a woman who reminds you of Martha Stewart. It seems to have been made by her.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly.